The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What?
What?
Oh my god.
How big is that whale?
So it's actually a juvenile sperm whale.
It's a baby.
And it's huge.
And it's huge.
Hey guys, welcome back to Smosh Asks, where there are no stupid questions, so we're going to ask a lot of them. And I'm so excited because we have someone really special today, Brittany Munson. Yes! Applause. She is a senior educator at the California Science Center, which is so cool, and a lead science communication fellow on Nautilus. Nautilus goes on expeditions exploring the deep sea.
It's like a baleen whale, and you can still see the baleen.
Yes, the baleen is still there. Oh, this is great.
Hi, Brittany.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank
We're
you.
Above water. Hanging out.
We're on land. And oh, of course, I am joined by Angela, who knows nothing about the deep sea. And Trevor loves learning about the deep sea. And Eli, friend of Smosh, scared of the deep sea.
My waters run deep, but I'm scared of the real waters.
And me, I love scuba diving, so I am not afraid of the deep sea.
A mixed bag.
That's not true. I'm very afraid of the deep sea still, even
Do
though
you
I love
scuba dive, though?
Yeah.
For real, what's your certification?
Advanced Patty.
Whoa.
Yeah, baby.
Advanced Patty Sisters, yeah. Yeah.
Where'd you get certified?
My first certification was around the Channel Islands.
Gorgeous.
And then I got my second.
Scary. There's sharks over there.
There are. There actually are.
Yeah, they're kind of friendly when you're scuba diving, though.
I didn't see any. I saw a sea lion, though. Like, it came up really close and was, like, doing, like, dances and all that. Yeah.
So cool.
It was magical.
And then where'd you get your advanced?
My advanced was actually in the Bahamas.
Hell yeah.
Do you have, like, a graduation ceremony when you get your,
no.
your cap
no, you
and gown?
You just get off the water. You
cap
go,
and goggles.
You take a picture.
You try to throw it up and you're underwater, so it just kind of floats above you.
And you go, yay. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got certified in Ambergris K in Belize.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I got I was young. I was, like, 14.
Brittany, everything she says is a lie.
That's so not true.
I believe you, Amanda.
No. Oh, Brittany believes me.
I believe you.
So that means she doesn't believe you. Anyways, you, like, got to use a compass down there and everything?
You got to, like, swim at night when there's no light.
That's okay.
So scary.
Can I be real? I do not love swimming at night.
I didn't even think about that being a possibility.
But
the water is still there when it's dark.
But the magical part was there was bioluminescence that was happening. So my dive lead I was with, she was like, cut the light. And so I was like, okay. And so I did. And then she showed me, like, she swished around in the water. And it was just
the blue,
so
like the
cool.
algae, the blue.
So that was magical.
So cool.
That was worth it.
My mom is a big scuba diver and she loves doing night dives. So I've never done a full night dive, but the things that you can see. So my sister went with her, and an octopus grabbed onto her mask during a night dive, and that kind of just like it kind of freaks me out a little bit. Yeah. So she had to like slowly peel it off, but you just have one flashlight, and a lot of sea creatures are out.
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
Wait, that makes me feel so much better that you don't like night dives either, because it makes me feel like a bad scuba diver.
I mean, I think it's definitely worth doing once in your life. Like, I'm very much the type of person I will try anything once.
Yeah. But nah.
I'm all right. I don't need to do it a second time.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with cave dives as well. Sorry. Unless they're, like, short and I can see the end.
Yeah.
No.
I actually have a friend who just recently got her scuba certification. She's like, I want to try cave diving next. And I'm like, Have fun. That actually, that might be one thing I won't do once.
I've done a cave, but I've been able to see the end.
Okay.
So I guess it's not really a cave.
I would hope.
You can see the light.
You can see the
tunnel.
End. That's a kind of a tunnel.
Yeah, I just realized it's actually not a cave. Fish commenters are gonna come at me so hard right now.
Dude, the fish are making so much funny in the comments right now.
They're like, eh. Okay, I have a question for you.
What's that?
Could you run us through what a typical Nautilus expedition looks like?
So EV Nautilus is a deep sea exploration vessel. And depending on the expedition, they focus on different things. So the couple expeditions that I went on, they were focusing on like the geology and the biology of the deep sea.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. Just like for my friends, not me.
Yes, of course.
The Novelist is a ship.
Nautilus.
Nautilus.
The Nautilus.
The Novelist.
Is a ship. It's a ship or a submarine?
It's a ship.
It's a ship. It's a
that
ship.
Is a good question.
Yes. Every question I ask, you don't have to say it was a good question.
No. In fact...
Kind of a little belittling when you do that.
In fact, I do.
Okay, so it's very famous, because I know that it's famous and I've heard of the name. But it's just a big-ass ship, and it goes down. And how long, are there multiple?
So the founder of the company is Dr. Bob Ballard. So he's actually the guy that discovered the Titanic. Yeah.
What?
Pretty big deal.
I thought James Cameron did that.
Yeah, me too.
I thought Kate Winslet did.
I thought, Jack and Rose.
Billy Zane.
It was Bob Ballard.
Okay.
Bob Ballard.
So he's amazing, and he just is very, very passionate about exploration and the deep sea. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to make a company where we're going to do deep sea exploration, and it's going to be inclusive and open to anybody. And so he named this ship Nautilus. It's not the Nautilus, it's a submarine that goes, you know. So it's a ship, and we use ROVs to do the exploration. So an ROV is a remotely operated vehicle. So there are people that are on the ship who are the ROV pilots, and they have, this giant, set.
Roomba?
Like a Roomba.
It's kind of like a video game.
Sea Roomba.
Sea Roomba.
Or like one of those Postmates carts.
They literally look like joysticks, honestly. So they're able to control the ROV from the ship.
And you can see everything that the ROV is seeing.
Are you watching the ROV on a screen?
Yes. Live in real time. And so coming back to the inclusivity part of it, it was really important to Bob Ballard to have it accessible to everybody.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
Anybody with internet access in the entire world can join and watch and write in the chat and ask questions or have comments, like the fish that are
because the sea belongs to everyone.
The sea belongs to
that
everybody.
That is so true.
That is so cool. And what are you doing on it?
So as a science communication fellow, I'm scanning the chat. I'm asking the other people in the room who include the ROV pilots, the navigators, the data loggers, the video engineers. We're all sitting in the same room, and we're all exploring together. It's a very collaborative effort.
So cool.
So if there are any questions that come in, I ask, hey, navigator, somebody's wondering, how are you able to do this navigation? What does that entail? Or, hey, ROV pilot, can you tell us some more about the mechanics of the ROV? How does it work? So just having the global audience feel like they're connected in the exploration and they're in the room with us kind of a thing.
What's one of the wildest sea creatures that you've seen?
One of the craziest things that I saw on one of my watches was something called a Dumbo octopus.
Dumbo?
A Dumbo octopus.
Dumbo.
I thought they were smart.
Oh, it's an octopus with Dumbo ears.
That's
there we go. So I actually have a video of it. Can I show you?
Okay. She came prepared.
Okay. So you're going to hear some very excited voices, rightfully so.
Oh, okay.
One of them is, this is Science Steve. Science Steve has seen a lot of things, and he was even getting excited. So I was like,
Science Steve is excited.
And you took this video.
The ROV's captured it. You can hear my voice, kind of. I'm kind of speechless, though. I was just gasping a lot. We'll watch it. This is the first time I saw.
Turn right. Oh, my gosh. Look at Dumbo. Oh, my gosh. Good eye, Steve. Oh, it's coming towards us.
It's a Dumbo!
Oh, my God!
It's a Dumbo!
Look at those ears!
Hey,
good question. What is it, Steve?
What?
It's a Dumbo.
And it gets closer.
It's a 5'10" Dumbo. Are we making
5'10". What I used to tell casting directors.
Shut up!
It looks fake. It looks made up.
Oh my god!
Right?
Why do they have those ears?
Yeah, it could be a different one.
They're just fins.
Those are they're modified fins to help it swim. That was huge.
Wow!
That's a pretty big one.
An isopod or something, like maybe an associate.
Not really ears, but like fins, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like,
yeah. So I mean, they look like ears, so that's why they're called a Dumbo octopus. But they're modified fins. Yeah,
that's so cool. It kind of looks like a squid.
So yeah, that was an incredible thing that I saw, and I like every time I watch the video, it still gives me chills.
Okay, so my question is, you're like down there, and is it look like a family looking at the TV, being like, everyone get him, oh my God.
Yeah. So let me describe the control van a little bit more. So like I said, I'm one of the individuals that's in the control van. And so there's me, the science communication fellow, sitting next to the science communication fellow is usually somebody else on the science team. So like a geologist, a biologist, and usually another one sitting next to them. Mm-hmm. At the end, there's the data logger. And then in the front row, that's where we have the video engineer, the two ROV pilots, because there are two ROVs that we use in tandem.
Okay.
And then the navigator. So that's who all is in the control van. And there are millions of screens that are all in front of us. Like, there's this screen and this angle and that angle and this screen and that camera and this camera. So, yeah.
So you guys look like a little hacker track, like a hacker truck.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, police, and
like in those movies when they're like outside.
Yes, and they're like, move.
And they're like, we got him.
It's actually really funny too, because the control van is a repurposed shipping container.
Wait, you're not on the ship?
We are on the ship.
The van's on the ship.
The van's on the ship.
The van's on the ship.
It's a big ship, and there's a thing
yeah,
on
so
it.
Yeah, so the ship.
I got it.
Yeah, Nautilus is 220 feet, something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, so.
How deep was your RV when you saw the Dumbo?
That one, I would say, was probably about.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Maybe 8,000 feet deep.
Jesus. Holy crap. Yeah. The RV, it gets sent down. You're not. It's not like connected to you guys at all, right?
It is, actually.
It is. Okay, so do you ever come into like issues with an animal hitting the... What it's connected to?
The connector?
Not quite, but can I show another video?
Please! Yes.
Okay. These are not even
we're
on not the cards.
Like, I knew. Look at you go. So you were asking if anything ever...
Hits the, what do you call that?
Encounters the ROV.
Mm-hmm. Or the connection or the between tether. The ship?
Is it ROV?
RV.
ROV.
I've been saying RV,
vehicle.
Like
and
a...
It's the sweetest thing.
And it's so cute.
I didn't
cute.
Have the heart to correct
I
you.
So cute. I actually didn't even notice. No. So.
And, okay. And you know what? Brittany's very kind. You guys
I was
all.
Saying the novelist.
You
so.
Were.
So what is this, like, connector called?
It's got a tether. Mm-hmm. So the tether itself is...
Like many things.
Tether.
You know,
we are
you're
all tethered.
Tethered
together.
We're all tethered. Let's untether our souls.
Yeah, so it's a really, really, really long cord, which allows the ROV to go thousands of feet below where we are on the ship. And this is from an expedition that happened many years ago. But it's one of my favorite videos to show people. This ROV was either coming down or coming back up from a dive. And then what do you see?
Oh, is it's a whale?
It's a whale.
Oh my god!
It's a whale.
How big?
Where do you guys see the whale?
What?
It was there.
Are
it was
you
there.
Saying?
It's the biggest thing on the screen.
It's so.
What? You see the blue?
Okay. That's okay.
Whale.
Hold on.
All right. That's the whale.
No. Yes.
That's
yes.
The whale.
Yes. Yes.
That's the whale.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. No.
How? Shut the f*** up.
Oh my god.
Oh
my god.
How big is that whale?
So it's actually a juvenile sperm whale.
It's a baby.
And it's huge.
And it's huge. Yeah.
It's juvenile.
It's juvenile.
Sperm. Can I be real? I think my big what? What?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Look at his that's baby. So
no, it hung out with the ROV for like 20 minutes.
It's a juvenile. Yeah.
And do you think it was like, what is this?
Yeah.
So you got one ROV looking at another one.
You had both of them there. Okay,
look
cool.
Look at this. Look at this. No, it wants to know what it is.
It wants to know what it is. Where's its mama?
Somewhere.
Interesting.
She's getting food for it.
What if the whale is doing the same thing we're doing where the whale's exploring us?
Whale's like oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's its mom?
Yeah. Where's this
middle
thing's mom?
Where are all those mom? Kids' moms?
I guess you could say the other ROV is the mom and it's watching over
them. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's so enormous. Wow. Wait, so how big is a juvenile sperm whale, you think?
This one,
15 feet?
Yeah, maybe like about 15 or 20 feet.
Wow. But
yeah. I will say that's a big like fear of mine to be scuba diving like on a reef and then turn over and you just see
just the, in the darkness.
That would be a dream of mine, to be honest.
I mean, it would be incredible, but I'd also be like
just something so huge. I've never, because you've never encountered probably in your life ever like a creature so much more massive than you.
Yeah. That's terrifying. Did y'all see the trailer for that movie?
Yes. Whale Fall. I am not going to watch it.
Are you going to watch it?
You're going to watch it?
Do you like movies about the deep sea?
Why?
Yeah.
What? Wait, so you're going to watch it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like bringing your work home with you?
I actually genuinely love scary movies.
Me too. Oh,
like, awesome.
Me too, but I don't want that about a scuba diver getting in a,
you know,
in a whale.
It's so unlikely to happen.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you got to think about, did you watch, I mean, the trailer, the whale's trying to eat the squid.
Yes.
And the guy gets wrapped up.
Yes.
It's like one in a million.
You're like, come on.
One in a million.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm
going to
watch
it.
You can't even keep like humans around you. So how do you do it?
And how dare she?
Why are there so many creatures in the deep sea that are really big? Like, what about living in very deep ocean makes an animal bigger?
So the deep sea is really cold.
Yes.
Really, really cold. And so because of that, the metabolic rate of the animals is slower.
So they get big.
The benefit of being a big animal in the deep sea is if you're a bigger animal, you hold on to your energy for longer periods of time. If you're smaller and you're freezing cold and you're like trying to eat things and like it just doesn't work out. It doesn't work out so great. Especially because food is so sparse too.
Down there.
Yeah.
So bigger animals will basically stay fuller longer and stay
warmer. I guess you could say that.
Whales, you're saying, don't get cold often, like massive whales.
No, I mean, they have their blubber, which helps to keep them relatively warm in the waters that they're in. Yeah. So they're not really getting cold.
Okay, so speaking of deep sea gigantism, I'm going to segue into one of my favorite ocean animals, the Greenland shark.
Whoa.
It's like one of the craziest, animals ever. They can live to be, isn't it the like longest living vertebrae on the planet? Like they can live to be like 500 years
old. What? Wait, one of them can live
500 years old?
How big are they?
They don't reach their sexual peak.
Until
150 years old.
Yeah, that's gonna be me too.
Yeah. Eli's on the same path.
Me and Greenland sharks got a lot in common.
But that's amazing. So they'll be really good at 150 years.
Yeah.
Because they'll be ready.
Yeah, but they live in like very, I mean, like up in like the North Arctic.
Yeah, really
cold
waters.
They live like very deep. And because we like never really see them. Like we don't like have a lot of information about them, or people don't see them that often.
How big are they?
I believe up to like 21 feet. They're like pretty big. Like they're pretty big sharks. One of the biggest species. Look at them.
That looks ancient.
Decrepit. Yeah, it probably
decrepit.
I believe they stay pregnant for like 8 to 13 years.
You're joking.
F that.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that.
I'm sorry.
It's pregnant for 8 to 13.
Thank you. You could have had a 13-year-old.
Right? Yeah. Am I right? I mean, fact check me. I could be completely wrong.
I don't know about that one.
You could literally give birth to a 13-year-old. Who would want to do that?
Also, sharks are ovoviviparous.
What's that
mean? What's that mean?
Ovoviviparous. It's when an animal lays eggs, but the eggs are inside its body, and then the eggs hatch inside its body, and then it has live birth.
I don't like the egg inside. I don't like that. Oh, she doesn't like that. I also don't like giving birth to, I also don't like being pregnant for 13 years.
Yeah. You can't have wine for 13 years. Yeah.
You can't have sushi.
And the nausea.
Morning sickness.
Yeah. Wait, so what makes this your favorite animal, Trev?
I think it's crazy. He just likes it. Those are crazy facts. Mm-hmm. What about a narwhal?
Those
narwhals
are awesome.
Cool.
A narwhal is a whale, correct? Or is it?
Technically, yeah. So there's like whales and then porpoises. So dolphins are a type of whale.
Dolphins are whales?
What? Yeah,
dolphins is whales?
I thought a dolphin was a porpoise. Am I crazy?
Porpoises look like dolphins, but porpoises are
different.
A little different.
It's just crazy to me how like weird things can get down there, which is perfect for this question. In your opinion, what would you say is like the weirdest deep sea creature?
There's something that's called the barrel-eye fish. Have you heard of the barrel-eye fish?
Barrelite?
Wait. Barrel eye fish.
It's not this.
No.
It's a fish. They have a transparent head, transparent forehead.
I've seen this.
And they have their eyes that are permanently fixed up like this.
I've seen this.
And so it's like constantly just like looking for food with its.
And they have, it's a clear, literal.
Yeah.
Yes, that.
Thank you, Nicole.
Whoa. Is this one of those? Because I also know that.
Point out to this.
Sure.
Ooh. Whoa. Is this one of those fishes that lives in the twilight zone? Is that what they call it, where it's like light can't get to that part of the ocean?
Yeah. So once you hit the like 200 meter mark, like 600 feet deep, then that's when the light starts to kind of go away. Yeah. So.
Do you think that they have fake eyes here to confuse other predators?
They look like eyes, right?
Yeah, they do.
I think those might be its like kind of like nostrils, do you perhaps.
Know, you remember in A Nightmare Before Christmas, the guy that's like, Sally, or whatever his name is? Doesn't that look like
it does?
Can I see you real quick? I
need to
see
exactly. Thank God for Eli.
I actually can see it too. I don't know his name, but
what's his name? Where he's like, Sally.
Yeah, Sally, and he's got like, he always takes out his brain.
Yes, he takes out his brain.
Yeah.
God for these people.
That's him.
But yeah, that's so cool.
In my opinion, that's a weird fish.
That's a weird fish.
That's a weird fish.
That's a good show. That's a weird fish.
That's a weird fish.
Trevor and I visited an animal sanctuary, and we met two gay birds.
Okay.
Birds.
Oh, I want to know,
are there gay fishes?
That's
a good
fishes?
Question.
Probably. I know that there are, definitely,
whales?
There are some fish species that are able to change their sex.
Yes, I've heard about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Like fact
they transition.
We actually have one at the California Science Center where
that's
I work.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so it's called a California sheephead wrasse. It's a lot. And so they all start their lives female. And then if there's no like dominant male in the area, then
they become the dominant male.
Yeah. And so the way that they're able to determine that, so the females get together and they open up their mouths really big. And whoever has the biggest female mouth gets the chance to transition.
That's crazy. Which one right now?
Do it.
Which one right now? Angela.
I think it's Angela. All right, honey. You are on your way.
Wait, okay, so this is fascinating.
This is incredible. So all the women go like, oh no, there's no dominant male. All right, honey, open up your mouth. Cindy, she's open up your mouth. And then they go,
they point and they go, it's you.
I guess they're just very honest with each other. Like there's a system and they're like,
I wish we had that.
You think there are any that are like, I'm not even gonna try.
Yeah. I'm like, not gonna try. I know it's Cindy.
I know.
Someone's just like,
have you seen her eat a rock?
Carrie's like, I'm not even, what's
this mine? Is as big as I can go.
As big as I can go, I'll drink the wine.
I'm just a girl's girl.
I'm just a girl's girl. I don't want to do that.
My mouth doesn't open.
I don't want to dominate.
How long are you on the Nautilus?
The first time I was on for 4 weeks. Yeah. And the second time I was on for 3 weeks.
Wow.
It was not long enough for me. Like,
no way. Oh, you wanted to like be on there for,
because be on there forever.
How far out is it? Like, are you moving around a lot?
Yeah. Okay. So the first time I went on, I flew out to Honolulu and I got on the ship there.
Oh.
And then we sailed for about 6 days west. Yeah. So yeah, about 700 miles west of Hawaii.
And then do you take time off when you're on the ship? Like, do you have like work hours? Like, are you 9 to 5?
So we have shifts or watch schedules. So both of the times when I was on the ship, I was on the 4 to 8 crew. So working
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Okay.
4 to 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
So there's always somebody on watch. It's a 24-hour system. So I was a 4 to 8 team. There were people that were doing the 12 to 4 and 8 to 12.
So you're going to bed at like 9 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, I do that anyway.
Yeah. When you go to your cabin, are you watching TV?
We don't have any TVs in the cabin, but we definitely had a lounge. Yeah, so we would like have movie nights and just like puzzles and like arts and crafts.
How much of the ocean have we actually explored?
Yes.
Good. Very, very little of it. So I guess it depends on what you count as exploration. So like what parts have we visually seen? Teeny tiny, like the deep sea, right? So I want to say like less than 2%.
You're kidding.
What?
Yeah.
Nuts.
But like deep sea mapping.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think we just got over a little bit more than 28%.
Was that called
That's
sonar?
That's still wild.
Sonar mapping?
Yeah, so earlier we were talking about like, yeah, the deep sea isn't just flat. Like there are peaks and the valleys and all that. So we're able to understand that by using sonar. Yeah.
Feels like a crazy question to ask you, so if you don't know it, I totally understand. What's bigger, space or sea?
Great question.
I think it might be space.
Well, space has
just a little,
sea
just
in
a little
it.
Bit, though. Just that's
you're
true,
so
right. So the sea is here. Space
and
is
it's in space.
Wow, and there's multiple seas.
No, you're so right. I think it's
yeah. We know more about space. Wow. Yeah, we do our ocean. I know, that's crazy.
Why? Why is that?
Or we know about more about the moon. And, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You can use a telescope to look into space. You can't use a telescope to look into the ocean.
Well, yes, you can. It's called ROV, honey.
Well, that ain't no dang telescope.
I love
telescope.
These accents that are appearing.
It's what we do when we're about to say something stupid.
So it sounds like it's somebody else.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't have to take credit for it. It wasn't my voice.
But you're right. It is fascinating that so many resources go into looking at space and not a lot go into, we only have seen 2% of what it is down there.
I mean, think about it, though. Yep. You got, like, those little things, and they're on the ocean floor, and they can't see that far ahead of them, and they're not moving fast. They're just kind of...
Yeah, very, very true.
And, like, how much of the ocean there is.
Yeah, because you can only... So the deep sea is pitch black, but we're able to see just by using the little teeny tiny beam that's coming out from the ROV.
Yeah.
So we're just seeing that, like, little portion that's directly in front of us. We have no clue, like, what's actually
pitch
around.
Pitch black.
Yeah.
And is the goal of some of these ships, like, to see everything? Like, to try, like are you going to ever go to the same spot you've been to before? Or are you going to try to, like...
That's a good question. I do think that there are occasionally repeats of, like, kind of, like, the same general area.
You're like, I've traveled down here.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think it depends on... who's funding the expedition, like their goals and like what they want to see happen and all those things. So like I was saying earlier, each expedition is different. So the ones I was on, they were looking for, the biology and geology, but then there are some that are more focused on archaeology. So the expedition that was happening before I went on, they were looking at wreckage from World War II.
Oh.
Yeah, so they were looking at shipwrecks.
Interesting.
It was all about the history and not so much about the biology.
Yes, that makes sense. Did they find anything?
Yeah. Yeah, there are some really, really amazing videos with the shipwrecks that they found.
There's more down there than just fish.
There's ships.
Yeah. Ships.
There's old guns.
And old guns.
There probably are old guns.
The sculptures.
I remember asking, what's the craziest thing you all have seen on one of these dives? And they were like, a shipping container. Like just a big old block. Like they just got lost at sea.
Just like a bunch of Pikachus in there. Plushy Pikachus in there.
Yeah. A bunch of H&M belts. Nine West purses. Charlotte Russe heels. Just waiting to get someone's feet in them.
It's like a whole thing of mascara down there.
So there are lots of different types of coral in the deep sea, and people don't realize that a lot of the times. This is one of the most beautiful coral I've ever seen.
Almost looks like a peacock's feather.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous.
So it's called an Eridigorgia.
Oh! Eridigorgia.
That's like when you go to one of those Airbnbs and you see a table centerpiece and you go, what that's is that?
Yeah, that's that. That's exactly it's the same like thing. That's one of those. Yep. Wow. Oh, it moves! Yes.
Are corals animals?
Yeah, are they alive?
They are alive.
They are animals.
That's why when you step on them when you're diving, it makes me so mad. Wow. People like don't kicking to be like,
yeah, don't step on them.
Or they pick it up and take it away. I'm like, it's living.
I guess I've always thought of them as plants, but they're animals.
Animals. Most people think they're plants. They're definitely animals. Yeah, people are like, hey, how do the coral live down there when there's no sunlight? And I'm like,
they're animals.
Yeah, so there are some coral, like shallow water coral that do need sunlight.
Yeah.
Or they have like a symbiotic algae inside of their gut. Wow. I know.
That's so cool.
So then what is this thing feeding on?
Yeah, so they're like filter feeders. So any little teeny tiny like
keratin
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so coral is made up of teeny tiny little polyps, and each polyp is technically an animal. So it's like an aggregate of
so it's like animals. A whole community of animals.
Yeah. That's looking just like us if you think about it.
Look at it. It's Earth.
Community of animals.
It is Earth.
It's so pretty.
Isn't that gorgeous?
The color is so pretty.
It's gorgeous.
It's like
gorgeous.
A sunset.
I read a gorgia.
It's like orange and pale pink.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so
cool. One of my faves, we're just having a blast in that control van. I'm mic'd up. Everybody in the control van's mic'd up, and we're just like basically doing this in the control van.
Wait, that's so cool.
No wonder
you have to invite us.
Come on.
Could you imagine one day they're like, get these kids off the ship?
I love that. And I love that connection you made from us to like you guys. Do you feel like you make some of your best friends on the ship?
Yeah.
You guys get really close?
Yeah. I'm still in touch with multiple people.
It's like so.
We have like our WhatsApp group chat where we're just like, and we have our like inside jokes. Porchgate.
Shout out.
Shout out, Porchgate.
We're not meant to be part of it, but that's
but shout out.
Shout out. Yeah. We'll be on the ship.
Yeah, come on the ship. You'll get your own inside jokes.
Could you imagine us on the ship for a week?
Dude.
Put a GoPro on my head. I'll do anything. I don't even have to go in the lounge.
Oh no, they would kick you off.
Put a cot in the container.
You're just trying to get a coffee at 4 a.m. and Angela's like, hey, it's me.
Angela's going. Have you ever seen two whales have sex?
What's the mating process?
I think I found the gay one.
Where are the gay fish coming out to talk?
Or all the ladies in the ship, open your mouths.
Open your mouth, let me see. Oh, you definitely would be the transitioning dominant one.
Okay, what other videos do you have?
So, this also happened during our watch.
Wait, what is that? Is that a spider crab?
It's a crab with an anemone backpack.
The what?
There's anemone an anemone backpack. On it.
So a sea anemone, think of it like as a giant single coral, I guess you could say, a coral polyp.
It looks like he's got some moves.
Why is it on it?
Some deep sea creatures use anemones for additional protection. Yeah, because anemones have stinging cells.
To hide.
Symbiotic relationships.
I know, right?
I love it.
And the anemone gets just to ride around everywhere.
Just ride around.
You just see the sights.
You see the world.
The
anemone is like a bunch of little different animals too, right?
Anemone is one animal, whereas a coral is, you can think of it as like millions of tiny little anemones living together.
Wow. In a way. World.
Yeah, we just have a blast. So we call it the SPL, which stands for the Science Party Line.
The Science Party Line, I love that.
The Science Party Line is so cute.
You're
Science Party Line. So whenever we're doing the live exploration and we're like live on air where people can watch and people can listen and it's SPL. So
welcome down to SPL. It's me, Brittany, and we're here watching. And it's me, Science Team of the Science Party Line.
Wow. That's exactly it.
That's so cool.
That's so cool. And so, like I said, I'm in there for 4 hours, and you would think like, oh my gosh, 4 hours, but like it goes by so fast.
So fast.
And it's so fun. And
what a cool job. You're just watching. You're watching all the monitors, and you're watching. Are you reading the chat out?
Yeah. So watching the monitors, scanning the chat. Like, hey, this person has actually a really, really interesting question. Steve, Science Steve, can you answer this one for us? Or like, hey, this person has a question about like how many cameras does ROV Hercules have? Like, how do those cameras work?
And how many cameras?
I believe up to 6.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow. So they're all just different forms, different angles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. That's so fascinating. If you had one thing you wanted people to know that they don't know about the deep sea, what would you?
Aww.
Or like a trope that you'd want to undo?
Yeah.
Or like any type of anything that you want people to know?
There's a lot more life in the deep sea, and it's like way more colorful than what people would think. Like, you know, the Eurydicgorgia coral I just showed you, like it's stunning. And like all the coral down there is beautiful. The coral gardens, we have, I guess you could call them sponge gardens too. So sponges are another type of animal that people don't know are animals.
The bob.
Sponge.
The bob.
The
we all know the bob.
The bob.
We're familiar with the bob.
Yeah. Oh, just sponge.
Yeah.
The deep sea is more full of life than I think what a lot of people would expect or know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in my brain, I would have previously been like, yeah, it's a barren wasteland down there.
Yeah, everything
just like
is
old
gray.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's super colorful.
Oh, I do remember, I think a while ago that people were actually shocked that there were deep sea animals down there that could live so close to like volcanic vents down there. Previously, we thought that like animals couldn't survive in places that hot, but we've actually found like a bevy of life.
Yeah. So there are animals that live their entire lives in that extraordinarily hot water.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're able to get their energy and everything they need just from living in that
zone. And their food and everything?
Previously, it was understood that, like, no, nothing can live without the sun. Like, everything that's living needs the sun in some way.
That's not true.
And that proved us all wrong. Wow. Just need some really hot water.
That's so, like, what do they eat?
So there are crabs and those giant tube worms. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
They make their own food from the heat.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Whoa.
The deep sea is so cool.
It's amazing.
What's on your bucket list of like what you want to see down there?
I would love to see a whale fall. Have you heard of a whale fall before?
Wait, isn't that what the horror movie's
That's
called?
That's what the movie's called.
It is what the
Wait,
horror
like
movie's
a whale like trip and fall?
Oh my God. These shoes are not for me.
Okay, I'm going to take a guess of what it could be. Is it when a whale dies and then falls all the way to the bottom?
That's exactly it.
And then it gets eaten by all the creatures underneath?
And then it feeds the family, whereas us dumbasses over here are like, well, when the whale puts on its heels and it trips and falls.
I know. Brittany, I'll see you on the Nautilus.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, Eli. No, we're coming.
Wait, so a whale dies and you have people seen it?
I don't know if anybody has actually seen a whale sinking. That would be really cool to see, actually. Kind of sad, but really, really cool.
Yeah.
But they can find the whale's dead body on the ocean floor, and there are all kinds of things that are eating it. So it can feed an entire ecosystem for like over a decade.
Over a decade. And then what are some of the causes of a whale just dying?
It could be different things. Yeah. So unfortunately, sometimes whales can get hit by ships. Mm. So a ship strike event can cause a whale to lose its life. It could also just be an old whale and it's just dying.
And it's ready to go.
That would be ideal. Just, naturally losing its life that way.
500 years.
Yeah.
So you'd like to see that at the bottom of the ocean?
I think that'd be really amazing
to see.
That'd
be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, sad for the whale that it's no longer
but
living.
But it is also but it's feeding
like so many animals.
That's so cool.
The types of animals that you can usually see that are feeding on the deceased whale, they have seen lots of different octopuses, eels. I think there are some carnivorous snails, different types of worms. Nice. Yeah. There's I can see if I can find some footage of it.
Yeah.
Wasn't on an expedition I was on, but people on the Nautilus have definitely seen whale falls.
That's fascinating.
Octopus. Whale
falls. Monterey.
Yeah, not too far from here.
Okay. Oh my
are those
God.
Nurse sharks?
We can't stop.
I don't know if they're nurse sharks.
I can't tell.
It's a shark.
It's a shark.
Let's take our time with it.
Look
at octopus.
Oh.
Look at all the octopus. Octopus kind of look like Dementors when they're doing that. They look a little wild.
That's look at this so whale.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you, whale, for feeding.
Oh my God, but it's like so beautiful. So,
honor to the whale.
If this was in Monterey, that probably is a gray whale carcass that we're seeing.
Brittany, you're so cool.
That's so cool. I feel like when you see octopuses, octopi, you always see just one of them.
Yeah, no, there's
it's weird so to see this many.
It is weird. Whoa.
Yeah, like I said, it's a lot of food.
It's kind of intense. Now, none of these animals are like trying to attack each other during this, or?
No, there's plenty of food. They're like, we don't
They're just feeding.
We don't need to fight. We
can that all is intense.
Look at wow.
It's like a damn Marriott that's buffet.
That's eel. That's eel.
That's eel?
Yeah, it's like a hometown buffet.
So yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
Wow.
So wow, that, yeah. No, that would be really
That would
cool
be really
to
cool
see.
To see.
Yeah.
So. One day.
One day.
That's
one day.
Unreal.
One day I'm gonna
then you have to message us cool, so you saw it.
Oh my gosh, I will. I totally will.
Yes.
What animal do you think is smarter, an octopus or a dolphin?
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
Because I've heard they're versus both like insanely smart.
Gosh, I don't know.
Octopuses are very smart.
But dolphins are so smart.
Dolphins have
so
like
smart.
A language and stuff.
They have like, a talk language. To each other.
Octopuses are like aliens.
They're
like,
aliens.
Like if you just.
Yeah.
If you just. Pick that animal out, like it would. It's like that's like an alien. If you told me that was from another planet, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. That looks like an alien.
Yeah.
I remember in my youth watching something on Discovery Channel where they had like a they had an episode. There was like, yeah, what if people didn't exist? Like, who would be running
would
the world
the
or whatever? And it was like, yeah, like squid and octopuses.
Squid.
Oh. Yeah.
Squid.
Yeah.
Squid.
That was a long time ago though, so I don't know if that's still the consensus.
Yeah, another like dolphins.
We're back. Dolphins.
They just every decade it switches.
Dolphins.
We think actually it would be this.
So this was at the very, very beginning of the watch. Like I literally just sat down in my seat and I was like introducing myself, and then the ROV kind of pulls up and we're just like, whoa. That's a huge sea sponge that we're seeing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's way bigger than the Bob.
That's way bigger than the Bob.
That's a sponge?
That's a sponge.
Guys, that's SpongeBob.
No, that's too big.
What are these two little things sticking out?
Those are more sponges.
Wow.
It's just like Sponge City.
It looks like a velvet blanket.
Yeah, somebody is making a comment right now. They're like, yeah, it looks like a Shar Pei dog. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, it does, yeah.
Wow. So massive, and it used to be bigger. So you can kind of see like that kind of brownish area in the middle, like that's dead sponge tissue.
Wow.
So like that whole, it was just like a wall of sponge, and people didn't know sponges could get that big. So
That's so cool.
I didn't know it could get that big.
It was bigger than our ROV. So I should mention how big Hercules is.
Named him?
Hercules!
Yeah, so the ROV's name is Hercules, and the other ROV is called Atalanta. So like I mentioned, they work in tandem. So we're all on the ship. Nobody ever gets off the ship. We're on the ship, but we send the ROVs down to the ocean floor. And Hercules and Atalanta always go together. Or sometimes it's Hercules and Argus. But Atalanta's job is to, they're both tethered to the ship. Atalanta's job is to decouple the movement of the ship. So like if we're having really like rough weather or something like that, and the ship is doing like this.
Yeah.
Atalanta is also doing that, but Hercules isn't moving. Does that make sense?
Oh.
Yeah, so they're all connected. So the ship, Atalanta, and Hercules are all connected.
Okay.
But Atalanta is...
How does Atalanta do that while keeping Hercules steady?
So if the ship and Atalanta are doing that, there's like some slack in the tether.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, there's some slack in the tether.
Because it's slowing down the tether from on this side.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so that we always dive with two ROVs. So it's Atalanta is decoupling the ship's movement, and also Atalanta has that bird's eye view of Hercules. Mm,
right.
So that the
she's
one
the
I
one
showed
that showed
you,
us the way.
The sperm
yes.
whale, yeah. So Atalanta was like, oop.
You know what Atalanta's doing? It's like when you were doing homework when you got home. No, it's like when you're like playing with your brother at home and your dad's trying to get work done. She's like, shh, your dad's upstairs doing some work.
You're so right. You're
she's
so
taking
right.
care of the yeah, crazy.
She's taking awesome. Care of yeah. it all.
Keep it quiet.
Yeah. yeah. She's like a mother.
Yeah.
She's a mother.
Do you have like a backup ROV just in case Hercules is like, not today? Not
yeah, like a-
Hercules can sometimes be like, not today. It does happen.
No.
It does happen.
Diva.
And
classic.
That's why like people are always asking, they're like, when's the next time? When are you? And we're like, we literally can't Hercules tell them because it just, needs
rest.
It depends on so many things. It depends yeah. on the weather. It depends on Hercules. It depends on.
Well, currents. Yeah, you probably, do really intense currents mess you up? Yeah.
They can.
Because they're like pulling you.
That's so interesting because at the end of the day, you guys are like a content channel or a, for lack of a better
term. Look at that.
You are like scheduling programming for people to watch.
Yeah.
But you can't give them that big of a notice because of all of the crazy different yeah. variables.
I mean, also as a science communication fellow, so when I'm not on watch doing the SPL,
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
live stuff, doing a lot of virtual classroom visits. So that those ones are scheduled where like I'm in a different studio and I'm like mic'd up and I'm like, hey everybody, like I'm Brittany, I'm on the ship. Let me tell you about what we're exploring and let me show
oh,
you.
Oh, cool.
Some,
yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So you are a YouTuber essentially.
I guess. a different type, sure.
A different type.
A different type of YouTuber.
Can you tell us about your interest in killer whales specifically?
I can.
Because you're very interested.
Yeah.
I'm a little obsessed.
It's one of your faves.
One of my favorites. And I can't wait to hear your favorites.
We have a killer whale. Yeah. Come on in.
But me first. Yeah, it started ever since I was really, really little, like probably at 4.
So you watched that movie.
The one movie, Free Willy. Yeah. I used
best
to watch
movie
it
ever.
On repeat. I'm not joking. Like I would watch it multiple times a day.
yeah.
And I still cannot put into words why I love them so much. Like it's
so sweet.
They're
nostalgic and it's connected to a part of your childhood, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, the movie, but like killer whales themselves, like orcas are just perfect.
Tell me more about them because I feel like they have a really bad rap.
Yeah, because of the killer whale, like.
They need a new publicist.
Yeah, they need a
killer whale. What were they saying?
Well, I still refer to them as killer whales because they're really skilled killers.
That's their name.
Yeah,
because it's like, it's like.
It's apt.
So they used to be called whale killers, and that got switched to killer whales.
Why? Just rings better.
Why? Yeah, why did? The, why were they killer. Called whale killers?
It sounds like they kill whales.
Do they kill whales?
They kill whales.
And they do.
They're the top predator in the ocean, so they're. They're eating all of it.
Killer whale is the top predator?
Yeah.
More than a great white.
Yeah, unless I jump in.
Yeah.
You jump in with a snorkel?
Yeah.
Bahamas.
Ocean ain't ready for this.
And the ocean's
like,
there's
a really, really amazing video of a killer whale.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
A matriarch, like a grandma killer whale. So they have a matriarchical system.
Come on.
Come on. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
We like that.
There's this drone footage of a great white shark. I think it was a juvenile. It was just kind of swimming around. And then like out of nowhere, you just see like and then it just gets it.
So like I don't think I've ever seen a killer whale like open its mouth to like get another massive fish or shark.
Yeah.
But you've seen it.
On video.
On video.
On video.
And how fast can they, when they're propelling themselves, how fast can they go?
30 miles an hour.
Do you, okay, so I love watching documentaries, like nature documentaries and stuff. I like hate watching animals get like eaten. Does that like, do you struggle with that? Like watching like videos of like, you know, seals. This majestic yeah. creature, but then like killing another majestic
yeah.
creature.
Yeah, really no,
it is hard. It's, yeah. Yeah, it's like there's definitely some cognitive dissonance happening there.
Yeah. Wait, so killer whales though, they don't kill their own. They're a matriarchal like system. Mm-hmm. They kill whales because they're trying to feed their whole family? Is that why they kill whales? Or they do they do it for sport?
For food.
For food.
And so they don't, like I said, they eat everything. So it depends on the type of killer whale. So there are different types. There are different groups mm-hmm. of orcas, I guess you could say. So there are some that specialize in eating mammals. So those would be the ones that would be eating the seals and sea lions and eating other whales.
That.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Hard to see
and then there are others that specialize in just eating fish. Mm-hmm. So around the Pacific Northwest, around the San Juan Islands.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everyone's like orcas. Everyone sees orcas over there.
Everyone's like, orcas.
Orcas.
Yeah, over there, everyone's like, orcas.
Orcas. Orcas.
Yeah, so over there, people are like, orcas.
That's why in my brain, for some reason, orcas were only like in like icy waters.
No, they're definitely not. A lot of them are, but yeah.
Is orca a whale?
Yes. So, yes, orcas and killer whales are the same.
And this is what I want to say. Good question.
She's so afraid to ask. She's like,
no,
she's so
ask afraid. Me anything.
No, it's true. I'm not going to look at her when she asks questions.
Ask me anything.
I missed like 3 months of like animal education.
That's fine.
3 months.
I have a massive gap.
That's fine.
In my knowledge. So there's orcas, there's killer whales, there's sperm whales. What's a sperm whale?
Okay, so orcas and killer whales are the same thing. I use them
interchangeably. I had a feeling based off of your face when I said that.
No, you're good.
That's okay.
Master of reading people.
Sperm whales are a different, another type of whale. There are lots of different types of whales.
Yeah.
So there are toothed whales and there are baleen whales.
So baleen.
Humpback whale is baleen.
Humpback whale is baleen.
Blue whale is baleen.
Baleen.
Where the teeth look kind of like broom things.
Yeah, so it actually is keratin. Yeah, so the same stuff as your nails and then your hair. It's like a...
You're growing hair in the mouth?
Yeah, it's like a mustache in the mouth.
Whoa.
Inside of the mouth.
Could you imagine that mustache inside your mouth?
Could you imagine this?
Could you imagine? Honey.
Oh, do you believe it?
Do you believe it?
That is...
And they're just eating tiny little fish.
So they're going to be eating smaller things like krill or... mackerel or sardines or whatever. Just like little schooling.
Marlin and Dory, am I right?
Yeah, totally. Oh, so sad.
I have a perfect connection one. Why do sperm whales go into the deep sea?
That's where their food is. So you might have heard they're eating giant squid, and that's true. I don't think there's ever been any footage of a sperm whale hunting or eating a deep sea squid or a giant squid. But we can see evidence of that because they have scars, they have ginormous suction cup scars on their skin and in their stomach.
when you eat hot Cheetos and you get the shit on your nails.
Exactly.
Yeah, like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, like that. Of course. It's
someone got
that.
Into the Cheetos.
And
Cheeto
all you bag. Had to do was open the bag and get it. These sperm whales are hunting.
Sperm whale going back home. Yo, Larry got into the giant squid.
Yeah. Hey, somebody got busy this weekend.
How was your weekend, Lair?
Look at my belly, you tell me.
Suction cups.
Daddy ain't good. Orca.
They go to the deep to feed. They only eat squid? No, they eat other things.
They eat other things too, but...
Squid is what they want.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably a main part of their food group, I guess you could say.
Do they swim in pairs? Do they swim with family? Are they in a group?
I think that most of the time they're pretty solitary. There definitely have been... pods of sperm whales that have been seen together, but I don't know if they necessarily travel together.
Mm. Why are they called sperm whales?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Okay, so they have a big head. And inside of their head, they have this white fluid that looks like sperm.
But it's not sperm.
It's not sperm.
What is it? Was the crazy guy that went, let's call him sperm guy?
Whoever and called it was the a thing guy. Dumbo.
Like,
it
looks like sperm. Yeah, it's called spermaceti. So that's the liquid they have in their head that has different functions. But I think one of the main functions is to concentrate the sound that the sperm whale makes.
They're singers.
They echolocate. So that's how they're able to locate
whales
their food.
Whales are singers, man.
No, they are.
Yeah. So there are humpback whales that sing and other whales that sing. I wouldn't necessarily say that sperm whales sing.
So wait, like they have sperm.
They get, the sperm comes out of their head and that is also an echolocator?
No, the sperm stuff stays in their head.
Like it should. That's right. You tell them, honey. Yeah. They should keep it in there.
Keep it in your head, boys. Tell them.
Unless they're ready to be an adult and a father.
Okay.
No, you're good. You're good. So they concentrate the sound beams through that liquid in their head.
That's insane.
And then they listen back for the echo, and then they're like, oh, the squid's over there.
Wait, how do they, who echoes back to them? Oh, their other sperm whale?
No. So it's like, I'm like, hello, 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 and then the echo would come back to, hello.
Like bounces
when it
off
hits
the squid.
One thing.
That's echolocation.
Yeah.
That's fascinating that so many whales use sound for like really, mm-hmm. like.
It's so dark down there. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And do they talk to each other?
They do.
Yeah.
What does that sound like?
So sperm whales, they make a really, really loud clicking sound. So I think they have different clicks that mean different things for like different
Morse code.
The Monterey Bay Aquarium, they have a microphone that they put into the water and you're able to actually like listen real time to see like who's out there. They actually had some really great sound from a sperm whale that was around not too long ago. But to me, it sounded like a clicking clock. Like,
wow.
Interesting.
Does the ROV have a mic at all, or is it just visuals?
The ROV doesn't have a mic.
Oh, that would be sick.
Do you think that there are any more, like, I'm sure there are, like, a lot of smaller animals that we haven't, discovered yet in the ocean. Do you think there are any, like, truly large animals that we have yet to discover?
I hope Megalodon.
So. Megalodon.
I really hope so. Okay. I mean, so much of the ocean is
unexplored.
So unexplored. Yeah, yeah. So, like, it's a good chance.
You said the ROV goes to the ground?
It can.
So there is ground.
Yeah. So there's the seafloor.
It's kind of like the seafloor, but the seafloor isn't created equally. It's not the same.
You're right. It's not created.
It's like this.
Yeah. So there.
So it's
are,
like yeah.
There is a seafloor, but it can be like.
And there are mountain ranges underwater.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's wild. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
We gotta get you underwater.
You're gonna come with me.
The expeditions I went on. They were specifically looking for seamounts, which are basically underwater mountains.
So cool.
Yeah, and so that was like the perfect spot to do the exploration because you can get like a good mix of the biology, but also the geology too. Like you can get a lot of information based on the rocks that form with the seamount. Mm. So we had geologists on board too. They were definitely in the minority. Like, there's so many biology people on the ship, and then there's, like, one geologist or, like, maybe...
Yo, check out that rock! Yeah. Go back, go back, go back!
And everyone's like, no, Dumbo.
You got the Dumbo, I get this rock.
Wait, rock! Just feels like the whole ship doesn't really care about rocks. It feels like it's kind of an uphill battle.
Mike, listen, literally. Science Steve is on a path. Like, Mike, go get laid upstairs in the ship. We don't care about rocks.
Yeah. You take it up with Bob Ballard.
Yeah. Bob Ballard runs this place,
he runs this shit, yeah.
That is kind of wild, though, to have rock people and fish people, and you guys are all...
And the rock people are like, yeah! And they're like, it's great.
That one's red!
He's like, well, we can actually tell a lot about where things are going from that rock.
Mike, you're going to burst.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. You got to bring on one of your rock friends.
Yeah,
I will.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
No,
oh, my God, we're going to sit here and be like this.
No, but I learned so much about rocks when I was on the ship. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it, but I did. So you want an angular rock because that is the most undisturbed rock, and it has the best data on the inside. So we would do some rock collection. So the ROV would like basically put the rocks in its pocket, come back up to the surface. We would take the rocks out of the pocket, and then we would cut the rocks open on the ship and see what's on the inside.
What would you find in there normally?
To me, the more boring the rock looked, that's the better the data.
Can't judge a book.
Oh, my God. That's so, a good man. That's a good man.
Yeah. So they all look the same on the outside. So they're all covered in something called a ferromanganese crust. So that just means that it's been undisturbed for a really, really, really long time. Ooh. So it's like this black crust that covers the rock. You take it up, you use the rock cutter to slice it open, and then if it has like a basalt on the inside, then that's really, really good data for the geologists. And they're able to tell like, oh man, this rock has been here for like 80 million years or something. Yeah, so we need to respect those geologists.
Yeah, we respect them.
There was one that had, there was a rock, not on the expedition I was on, but there was a rock that had a megalodon fossil inside, or a tooth.
What? Megalodon tooth. So it is real.
Ancient shark.
They're real, yeah.
Ancient shark.
So Jason Statham was right. I thought it was just
Jason
a movie.
Jason Statham was right.
And then what do you do with the fossil when you find it?
Great question. So a lot of the samples and specimens and who's it, what's it, that we have on the ship. So those stay on the ship until the end of the expedition, and then those get shipped to different, I guess you could say, labs where they do further analysis. Ooh. Yeah, so I don't know where that megalodon fossil ended up.
How big is a megalodon tooth?
I'm going to guess.
Sorry.
What were you going to guess?
I was going to guess.
Okay, yeah.
Brittany, this was unbelievable. Like, I have 1,000 more questions, we have to go, but we will be on the Nautilus with you.
Yeah, either are bringing us or
we'll get there.
You gotta come with us. You gotta
just drop a pin.
We'll drop a pin. We'll show up on jet skis. Imagine us on jet skis, Brittany.
Brittany.
No, but really, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been so great to meet you all. I really appreciate your time.
Do you have like a personal channel that people can follow?
Yeah, definitely follow Nautilus Live if you're interested in joining in on SPL and like seeing the live stuff happen. Like,
so cool.
The expedition just started, so you can log on and just check things out.
So you can go on Nautilus Live, and then you can log on and you can chat and watch the expedition that's happening right now.
Yeah. Wow. NautilusLive.org. If there's something going on happening live, you will be able to see it and you can be a part of it.
Yeah. And then also stuff at the California Science Center as well.
Yeah. So the California Science Center is a free museum. You can come on in and we have different galleries to check out. So we have our kelp forest exhibit. We have our space shuttle Endeavor that's about to be opening hopefully soon. We don't have an opening date yet, but it's probably going to double the size of our museum, honestly, the new wing that we have in the space shuttle. Wow. So that's going to be amazing to check out.
Cool.
Yeah. We do have a little exhibit too that's about deep sea vents. So
cool. Awesome. Brittany Munson, you are amazing. Thank you so much for spending the time with us. And that is Smosh Asks. Let us know if you want us to ask other people questions about different jobs that they do. We will ask the dumb questions so you don't have to. All right, guys.
Bye.
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 The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.